Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast on everything. I have with me, yet again, Drew Howe. So, this episode is going to be a quick recap of what's happened in 2024. You may have been on vacation, on a cruise, trying to avoid a pandemic that happened a long time ago, and you're just getting back to the real world, and you're like, what's happened? Or you could have just, you know, not been paying attention. You know, could have been just too busy working or whatever. So, Drew and I, we got your back. We did this 7 years ago, actually. We did the 2017 recap.
I looked at it. Like I said, last night, I haven't done this podcast in so long. I was sitting there, and I was like, what is the name of it? It's been so long. And, like, I've talked to you since then, but, I haven't done the podcast in so long. And I'm like, what is the name? I was like, the podcast about everything. And I'm like, no, that's... I was like, what is it? I was like, oh, the podcast on that. I finally found it. And I looked at the list, and I saw I went all the way down. I saw I was the first one. I was like, I am God. Yeah. I was like, hell yeah. I was like, I need to get back on this thing, dude. But yeah, it was like, I saw that. I was like, oh. And I was like, I was a child.
And the things we did 7 years ago,
dude.
Like, we talked about, and I remember going on, and we just talked about, like, all these, like, the 64 genders then.
Oh, yeah, dude. I forgot about that.
That was 7 years ago. Like,
there's at least 700.
Looking back mentally now, I'm like, oh, that's only the last few years.
Yeah.
And we talked about that 7 years ago.
It's so funny too.
We're still talking about it in the world.
I grew up so much. Like you obviously your opinion's changing, you get smaller. Yeah. And I think I was 21. No, I was 20 when we did that podcast. That was 7 years ago. Yeah, because I'm 20, so I'll be 28 Tuesday. Yeah, so that's a while ago, dude. And I was how stupid I was. I'm still stupid now, but like how stupid I was then. I don't even want to go back and listen to my opinions. Like, how bad were my opinions? How bad was my talking? Like, how just incoherent. I mean, I already got the speech impediment, so it's adding even worse dialogue to it.
I remember putting that on because we were on SoundCloud in the beginning, like that.
Dude, yeah, I was and like all the names of it.
Yeah, and I remember like people like hitting me up, and I was like, "Oh man, dude, people are listening to this."
He said, "I'm famous." Joe Logan podcast.
I was like, "This is awesome." 7 years ago, man. Where does time go?
Time flies, dude.
Yeah, so now we're going to go halfway point, roughly halfway point, a little bit past the halfway point. 2024, we're just going to cover a few topics. You can listen to other episodes for some more in-depth things that we've discussed. So we're going to do some local stuff, some sports-related stuff, maybe some mind-blowing conspiracy stuff.
Dude, I can't wait.
We have no idea. Let's first start off locally. This happened a couple months ago.
When was it?
Maybe March.
That's what I think it was, March.
I think it was March.
It had it done by May, yeah.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Dude, RIP, man.
Collapsed thanks to a foreign vessel, maybe on purpose. This may be another conspiracy.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true. You
on
can
purpose.
Work that in, yeah.
They supposedly their power went out, so they couldn't see or steer, so they made the Mayday call, and they just tried to steer it, and they hit right into directly headshot right into this bridge, and the police were informed just in time that if you watch the video, and it's on,
so sad, on, dude.
You can see the cars getting off and like going through like seconds before before this collapse, and then to see it collapse, and then to hear like there's six people that went down with it that they just couldn't get in time.
Yeah, from what I heard, I guess they had enough time for the cops to let them close the bridge, but they didn't have enough. They couldn't get a hold of the workers on the bridge. Dude, you want to hear something eerie? I forgot to tell you this. I have a friend who lives down there, like lives down on the channel there, and she said she kind of has like an apartment on the water. She found a hard hat. Dude,
really?
On the locks, like on the shore of the locks, like I was like, that is horrible, dude. Imagine like walking out for a morning jog, and then you just see a fucking hard hat that, like, a couple days after a bridge was down, six people are dead.
Did she call the cops?
Cops came and got it. Yeah, it was just like, dude, oh, that's so terrible. I would have looked at him like, ah, oh, my day's done. I'm like, god damn.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, yeah, so that's but.
So after that happened, the White House came out and said they're going to fully fund and get this done, and then they'll worry about the ramifications later. Some of the ramifications are, well, who's responsible? March 26th. Is a cargo ship, the people that own the cargo ship, are they going to pay for this?
I would say yes. Like, what the
and,
fuck?
Like, what about all these people's jobs that, like, work around there that do stuff? Like,
fishermen, yeah.
Yeah, like, also. They're impacted. But people just bringing ships in and out, like, they couldn't do anything for how long? Do they get paid a stipend by the government?
Yeah.
Do they get laid off? Are they furloughed? And then now, like, just, like, traffic in general is diverted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. From the bridge.
Yeah, I heard hazardous material. I don't know where that has to go.
Because it can't go in the
tunnel.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that goes, but that was huge news.
Well, they said it was huge economical, like, world problems too, because Baltimore is a huge port. Like, it's a massive port.
I think it's top 10 in America.
Yeah, it's huge, man. And I think most of the cars and trucks come through there. I think it's a huge one of, like, light trucks and stuff. And I think that was the biggest ramification. And then, I don't know, there is conspiracies about it. I don't really know what you gain by doing it. But then again, it's going to cost so much money to rebuild that. It's not even fun. And I think it's a joke. We just talked about insurance in the last episode, how a joke it is. What do you mean they're not going to? Whose fault is it? The bridge isn't fucking moving. What do you mean? Like, it's not like two ships collide, like, one T-boned another. The bridge is a stationary object. The fucking, it ran into a bridge. It lost power. You can see it lose power twice. First off, I don't know much about the bigger boats. I mean, I have my small boat, but, like, at the first power outage, wouldn't you drop anchor immediately? Because you're not allowed to go a certain speed in the port. You have a person who comes to the boat and drives the boat into the port and out of the port. Why would, like, if in my head, and I don't, no one's really talked to me about it yet, because like I said, I don't know anyone who's a captain of a boat that big. A harbor master, whatever they call them that goes out there. Why couldn't you drop anchor? After the first power outage, wouldn't you be like, oh, that's not good. Maybe we should fucking stop. Like,
how long does it take to drop anchor on something that big?
The anchor's huge. I think I don't know if it'd stop it completely, though, because if you drop anchor, it's going to run over it. But it'll eventually catch. It depends. I don't know how it works. I know if you...
And then the force of, I guess, when you drop it,
would it still swing?
Yeah, would it still be too close to some other stuff?
I'd like to see a map of how far away it was after the first power edge. Because, like, if you know the boat's not working right, you should stop it immediately, I would think. That's just me. Like, I would stop immediately, I'd drop anchor, that way I'm not going forward, I'm not going backward, I'm not moving. I would just stay, I'd go in a circle, if anything. And I'm assuming they only have one anchor, but they might have a... Two. Either way, why would you not, if you had enough distance, why would you not drop anchor after the first power outage? Like, boom, we got power back real quick, drop the anchor, because those things are huge. Stop the boat from going any farther, because I'm assuming if you drop the anchor, you'd at least stop a little bit. It might take a minute to catch, because it's pretty much mud down there, I think. But why wouldn't you just drop anchor and see? Like, why would you, like, let's try this again, and go under this fucking bridge without reliable power? And it is crazy how it immediately ran into that pole, like, right into the... But, I mean, there's a high chance of hitting it if you don't have power.
Yeah.
But he went right into it, not sideways, not a little, like, dead on.
I was shocked they even had the video where you could just watch the whole thing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, I was like, they have this up, like...
What a time to be alive. Wonder why. Yeah.
That's wild. And we still have the effects. Like, I think they just pulled out all the...
The debris, yeah.
But, like, is there going to be an environmental impact? The dredging, what's going on with that?
That's a big issue, yeah. I just feel bad for the six people, man. That's terrible. Yeah. Can you imagine you're just sitting there working and the bridge just drops?
And then, like, just like a phone call, like, they have a family, phone call the next day.
Dude.
So, like...
They're underwater, you know. We can't find them. It's... Water's 40 degrees.
Yeah. I'm assuming the government would step in and give them money to help out. Because if they don't, that's just a terrible move. Someone's got to step up and...
Yeah, but who are they... The problem is, who are they, family. Yeah, who's going to... If they don't, the government ain't going to do shit. Like, if the government says no or something, it's like, who are they going to lobby to, you know? But you're right, someone should do something. Hopefully they have, like, life insurance, and hopefully... I'm assuming it's either a construction company or a state road company that they're working. So hopefully the state should have some program for them. But, dude, just to be sitting out there working and then a goddamn boat runs into the... Oh, dude, it's just crazy how it crumbled, too. just it was like
so quick.
Nothing. Yeah, like immediately crumbled.
Way too quick. Like I was like,
I said, did they set charges off on that thing? That thing just dropped. I thought, this is stupid me, I thought each section was its own individual thing. I mean, I know it's connected, but I didn't think it was connected so much that if you hit one, they all collapsed, because the entire thing collapsed. And that's a big bridge. I didn't realize how big it was until I saw pictures of it with, like, a small boat under it looking up. I'm like, oh, man, it's tall. I was like, that thing's big.
I'm trying to think. Last time I went over it might have been like a week, maybe 2 weeks before.
Oh,
then.
Really? I haven't been over in years. I usually go to the tunnel.
Okay. Yeah, I went to the restaurant store, I think, in Baltimore, which I try not to do anymore. I try to go to the Delaware one because it's right next to our depot.
Oh, yeah.
So you got like two restaurant places right back to back, and you're like, boom.
Yeah,
and it's just so much convenient. So I was like, all right, well, it's not going to affect me too much, but like the people that have to use that.
Oh, dude,
just like the amount of time they've lost traveling that they could be doing something else with family or just,
yeah,
like,
the
it's incredible.
The lady that found the helmet obviously lives there, mm-hmm. So she's like, dude, it adds like another 30 minutes. I'm like, dude, on top of an already hour ride, I would jump off that limbus on the bridge, dude.
Yeah, I was like, where's going to
not that bridge. Dude, like, I would jump off some bridge. Like, dude, mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine. Like, I drive 15 minutes from Northeast to Berryville, and like, I'm like, that's too much. I couldn't imagine. Like, so there's multiple nurses that live, like, in Baltimore, and they're just driving up. I'm like, dude, an hour every day, and now you're adding time to it.
I think it's like years.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's absolutely... Dude, the government is the slowest at fixing any problems ever.
I bet you they have blueprints for a new one.
Yeah, I think probably nothing. Yeah, I mean, they've done a pretty good job of getting it clear. I will give them that, like, getting the port mm-hmm. clear, because that is a huge undertaking. Like, you're cutting underwater, too. Like... But yeah, well, like I hope they're pretty certain that all the metal's like out of the way. It takes nothing for a prop to hit that, and then another boat runs into something. Like, so I hope I'm sure they all they can dive down now, but it's not clear water though. So it's
yeah.
I guess they use sonar or whatever to map yeah. it.
Now, when they do this bridge, you think they're going to divert the water around it so there's no water while they do stuff?
I've always wondered how they do that. The problem is that's pretty deep. I would assume, I don't, and like I said, I have zero understanding. I would assume they'd pre-make the concrete into a foundation and then set it on the bottom from there. But now the bottom's unsteady. You have to, that bottom has to be perfectly clear. I just thought about that. That bottom has to be perfectly clear before you can, I would assume, before you can lay a foundation on it. Because like there's probably the road, the cement from the bridge itself, and all the other shrapnel and twisted metal down there.
Damn.
So how are you going to... They have to completely clear the bottom to put new foundations, right? I never thought about that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that till now. Like, all those little
yeah.
pieces.
Oh, you can't just set... Yeah, you'd have to clear all that metal. Or else it's going to be off kilter, you know? So
how deep do you actually make, like, the legs?
That's what I'm... I know nothing about bridges. I'm just assuming... Because I have seen
like
things...
Like telephone poles, too. Like, how deep does it go
yeah.
before...
I think...
Mind-blowing stuff.
I have seen, like, pictures in, like, China where they literally put up a wall in water and then they
yeah.
lower equipment into it and form the foundations that way. I don't know if you can do that. I honestly don't know how they do it. I'd love to hear how they're going to do that. I'll have to look that up tonight. That's actually really...
And how they did it the first time.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah, I would assume... Because I know they do have concrete that sets in water. You can set it in water. But once again, how do you get it down there and make the mold of what you want? And then get the legs in it, the metal in it. Now that I think of it, that's going to be a hell of an engineering feat to do that again. I mean, now they're lucky. Now they have more money and people and technology to do things. But I think when you're dealing with water, dude, water's just such a bastard to work with. I'm wondering how they're going to do it. I would assume pre-pulling the concrete and then laying it, but like I said, that bottom has to be absolutely clear then. And I guarantee you this, I bet you they just cut off just enough concrete, or just enough iron from the bridge, metal, whatever they used on the bridge. They cut off just enough to get the pathway clear. So I doubt they like cleared like the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, so that's what's happening locally.
Yeah.
The local news. In the world, we'll say the Olympics are coming up. So that's a world event.
Yeah.
that I honestly don't know when, but I know it's coming up.
I know it's... Isn't it in USSU, soon? Right? Is it USSU? I thought it was the USSU. That's how much
in,
I don't
no,
know.
No, it's in France.
COVID. Is it?
Yeah, because someone told me that they're having an issue with the river.
Oh, I've heard
about
that
people
too.
Are protesting and like
they're pooping, like, we're gonna
in, the
poop
river.
In the river.
And we're going to get to France again, which is our...
Oh,
oh man.
Dude, I forgot about it. Is it the Seine River? It's the Seine River.
Seine.
Yeah. Seine, oh yeah. And they're like, oh, you're going to clean it up. We've been asking for this for years. It's like in California when they cleaned up the streets of the homeless for the Chinese president. Like, oh, you can do this. You just don't want to. It's like, so they're like, people are mapping out if you poop in the river. And when the president and the vice president, I think whatever, the two leaders are hopping in the river. Like, if you poop, it'll go by them at that point. And it's like so funny, like mapping out how long it takes. Like poop to float down.
How many people do you think are just going to stand or just sit in the river, plop and squat? Or do you think they're pooping and then bringing their crap
to
the river to dump it?
I have performance anxiety, pooping people right on the side. So, but also transporting poop is kind of a problem too.
It's one or the other, right?
Yeah.
You either transport or you're doing it there.
Yeah, you don't have an option. I mean, yeah. But that would be, imagine Pete, like there's just like, but you know there's going to be people, like, crazy.
They're taking
dog. Sit there.
They're taking a dog poop.
Like, holding it. Over, like, yeah. Just holding over the river, just pooping in front of everyone. You know there's going to be at least 40 people doing that.
And then, like, if I was going to go all the way, I'm taking dog poop. I'm asking my neighbors for the dog poop. I'm taking massive amounts. If they got a zoo, I'm like, yo, can that elephant, can I donate?
Dude, you're asking everyone you know for this shit.
And you horses, just have a, I'm taking all that.
You just have a box of shit, a 50-gallon barrel of shit, and you're just going to dump it. That's
just
wild.
Just imagine dump truck after dump truck just coming
damn,
and just dropping.
Damn, that's wild. But yeah, that's, yeah, I heard about that. I forgot about that. You're like, I thought they would come to the U.S. soon, though.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure when it is.
I don't have TV, so I really don't watch the Olympics. I watch the swimming. I think most Americans like the old swimming. When is Olympics in US? So it's July 20th. Oh shit, it's coming up. Paris, France. Yeah, July 26th. Summer Olympic, okay. I always forget there's two Olympics. I just kind of put them together.
Yeah, and I got to be honest. I did not watch the last Olympics at all.
Yeah,
I couldn't
tell you once.
I wanted to watch the hockey.
Hockey.
And I completely forgot. And I was like, God damn it. Maybe in 4 more years. But also, I don't think they had the NHL players in it. So it was also not like a thing that I really cared about. Because you want to see the best of the best when you're watching the Olympics. Like, yeah, they get amateurs and stuff like that. But if they have a sport that has a professional league that's around the globe.
Yeah.
You want those. They don't have the World Cup. Yeah, you don't have World Cup athletes that don't play in the soccer like that. To me, that'd be weird. I'm not going to watch the soccer Olympics if you don't have people that don't play in the World Cup.
The next Olympics in the U.S. is 2028, the Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. So it is.
Oh, great. Well, I'm sure they'll clean up the homeless list by then.
Yeah, for 1 week to clean it up. They're like, why'd you clean it up for 1 week? But, yeah, I think the last time U.S. cared about hockey with the Miracle on Ice one was that like the 70s.
1980?
Yeah, was it 80?
1980.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought it was the early 70s.
We did get it, and I think we played Canada a handful of years ago and lost in overtime. And I want to say Crosby might have scored the goal.
Really?
Yeah. So,
sick son of a bitch.
Yeah, so the Summer Olympics, I would watch basketball. I would watch running.
What
track and field, I guess you call track and field.
I watch
the running Olympics.
Yeah, that's
but
great.
Like, I don't know, like, those are just the exciting ones because they're for the track and field, it's so quick.
Yeah, I think the ones I always watch swimming. If I can watch swimming, I always watch swimming. Back when Phelps was just murdering people, I like that. Oh, who was the other one? Katie Ledecky, I think, was big, and Ryan Lochte, and it was another one. When Phelps is just staring at the Frenchman. It was hysterical. But yeah, I think honestly the only Olympics I ever watch are swimming. Other than that, I don't know. It's not like a big deal to me, I guess.
Yeah, the swim one was really good.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of other sports. There's nothing I really like that I sit there and I'm like, I have to see. Actually, swimming's not even that way. There's not one I have to see. But
tell me. Yes, I'm looking this up on Wikipedia to see who won. Okay. And they have a list of every athlete, so I got to go down.
Too much,
look how much I got to go down. I was like, which side is the winner? Which side is the loser? So I had to go up a fucking second time.
Yeah, that seems terrible to me.
All right, so if you could guess, top three gold medalists for hockey.
Oh, dude, I don't know. Can I get a country of origin? Place, I guess that would be. It's not origin.
I mean, number one is in North America.
Oh, so it's probably Canadian.
Yep, Canada, 9.
Oh, man, Justin Trudeau.
Canada is number one.
That is Canada, you asshole.
Canada, and then it's...
I thought you were guessing a player of hockey. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's why I was like, are you expecting me to guess a hockey player? I was like, what the hell?
No, they've won 9 golds.
Oh, shit.
And then the next one is 7. And then we're 2-8. We're 2-8 in the championship.
So bad.
Whereas the Soviet Union, they call it Soviet Union. It's Soviet Union and Russia.
Yes.
They're 7-1. Oh, snap. No, and then they have a thing for Russia and then a thing for ROC because of the, they're not allowed to be under Russia.
Oh.
So that's, I think that's going on again in this Olympics.
Oh shit! Oh, because they're banned, right?
Yeah. So really, I mean, they just
dude. Did you watch that documentary?
I did not.
What is it? It's
Germany came in second, and damn. Dude. No, I did not. We have not won.
What's the name of it?
2010 is what I was the one I was thinking of. That's the last time U.S. has been in it.
Really?
Dang, and we have not won. 2002, we lost to Canada again. Dang, man. It's been so long since we've won the Unified team. That doesn't make any sense. Dang, dude, do they have... I'm trying to... Maybe the last time we cared about hockey was 1980, because it looks like that's the last time we won.
Yeah, no doubt.
Damn. Disappointing.
It was Icarus. But, you got to watch Icarus, dude.
Icarus. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, dude, about Russia, the doping program. Hysterical. Good for them, dude. They just literally... passing piss through a wall. It's hysterical. That's literally what the basis of it is. They're cutting holes in walls and throwing piss through it, like clean through it. It's wild.
Oh, man. But, yeah, that's what's going on in the world. That's all your world news you need to know for what's happening since January.
That's literally it, yeah. That's all.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to the other episodes, we've covered all
There's probably so much actual political things we're missing that are actually important things.
Well, I know there's one. I don't know if it was this year, but... there's an African country that, like, if you found being gay, they're going to throw you in jail now for 10 years minimum.
I thought that was all of Africa, to be honest with you.
But no one's coming out and saying we're going to close sanctions on them. But
I was assuming that anywhere in the Middle East or Africa, if you're homosexual, you're not going to have a good time.
Except Israel.
Yeah, that's true.
I heard Tel Aviv is one of, like, the biggest gay places in
Israel's
the world. They're very open.
Yeah, they're pretty...
Which is ironic.
Yeah,
considering what's going on right now.
Progressive,
protests.
I guess, is the word.
Yeah.
They're kind of like America. I'm not like America, but they're kind of... They are an ally. So, I mean, I think we're pretty similar in some things. Like, they have a very militaristic country like us.
Yeah.
But like, as much as people don't want to say, like, we're super into military here.
Oh, yeah. When a quarter of our budget goes to it.
Dude.
I would say we're very militaristic.
Yeah. And they're like, I like a lot of countries that do like the military, you have to do 2 years of service.
I think that'd be cool if we did that or some variation of that. Like if you don't do the 2 years of service, you got to do service in some other way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you got to
give back, yeah. Do something.
Like I wouldn't want to say everyone just become a police officer or firefighter, but like... Yeah. Some sort of service we can think of.
If you
helping fixing parks.
Yeah,
you
got to
volunteer. And
like, volunteer, that's what I was worried about. Yeah, you do some volunteer, volunteer kid shelter.
But you
got
to have so many hours if you're not going to do the military.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think the military would be like so many hours you hit,
you're
good. It might not be 2 years, you might not go overseas.
I think that'd be great, yeah.
Something.
I think that would be really, I think a lot of people would be more appreciative too if they got out in the world. Because not that I'm super well traveled, but I've been to a decent amount of other countries and I'm like, oh, there's some problems. It's like, so you look at America and I think people just don't, they just don't know. They don't see other countries, so they don't know what they got. Not that we're the best ever. Like, I think we are a great country, but who's to say who's the best? That's the relative to what you know. But
yeah,
I don't know. I just
What do you favor more over?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, different shows.
Like, is it safety?
Yeah.
Is it
yeah just like what
beauty?
Do you like?
Is it
yeah.
relaxation?
But I did not know that about the gay African country.
Yeah, that's yeah. They passed the law, and I was like, damn. And we were like, we said like they shouldn't do it, but like, but you're not gonna do anything about it.
Yeah, you
won't give money to these other countries,
yeah.
But you'll still keep giving. So,
yeah, what does it matter?
Yeah, so where do we draw the line on stance? But yeah, that's the only stuff I know around the world.
I literally can't think of anything.
So let's go to U.S. sports because
my favorite.
We just had two wrap up. The NHL and the NBA just wrapped up. The Celtics won the NBA finals.
Dude, just yeah.
Single-handedly just destroyed
the shit out of
Mark Cuban
yeah.
and. His Dallas Mavericks, who were like, probably shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
But they were there.
They had two and guys on their starting five that averaged like 8 points. So I was like, that's not gonna that's not gonna do it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, but that would have been the lowest seed to ever win, and in the NBA that almost rarely
yeah
ever happens. They get lucky just to get there.
I like so. Well, they got. I did read. I don't have TVs. So I have. Trouble looking at it, but I check the scores every once in a while. I'm looking at like the Orioles and stuff, so I'll check out the basketball while I'm at it. Mm-hmm. And I saw like the power forward and their shooting guard both average like under 10. I'm like, you can't win when you have two guys on your starting five that mm-hmm. averaging under 10. I think everyone's got to average at least 10 or above. If
yeah.
you're a national, if not a national, if you're a championship level team, mm-hmm. you got to have all five players contributing more than 10 a game.
Yeah, and the...
you can't have a hole, is what I mean.
And they got exposed because the Celtics are a team. And they're coached by, like, a guy who's 35 years old.
Yeah.
Like, they were there 2 years ago. They're just a well-rounded team. Like, you can't stop them.
Yeah, they when two of their players, like I said, two of the Tatum and... was it Brian Jalen Brown? Well, averaging, like, 20-something points a game. And then they had help from everyone else on the team. Like, it's after you had Kyrie and Luka, there was, like, no help anywhere.
No. And one guy's a rookie, so, like, you're not going to expect him to be great every series.
Yeah.
He's still learning. The NHL just wrapped up Game 7. It was fantastic.
I didn't watch it, to be honest with you.
Florida beat Edmonton. So, speaking of Canada winning all these gold medals, can't win a Stanley Cup. Save the life. I think the last time they lost was... Well, last time they won was, like, 92. I think they might be 0-8. But, so they were down 3-0. Edmonton came back,
no way.
Tied it up, 3-3.
Oh, that's the worst.
And then it was in Florida, and it was 1-1, and they lost 2-1. So the streak continues. The best player in hockey, they say, is Connor McDavid, who plays for Edmonton.
Oh, okay.
He won MVP of the playoffs,
uh-huh.
which is I think is the second time that might have happened where the losing team
yeah.
has won. But
I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah, Florida lost last year, and they came back and won this year. But that's crazy. I mean, I think he put up the fourth most points ever in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So, like, when you put up stuff like that, yeah, you're going to get noticed for awards. And I don't think Florida had anybody that was just above and beyond, like, amazing to do that. The other stuff that happened, Super Bowl. Happened in 2024. Chiefs won back to back.
If you literally told me, I wouldn't even not even think about
it. Was the big thing about the Super Bowl was Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were dating, and Taylor Swift was seen a million times. They brought her friends to the Super Bowl, and they just celebrated. And now we have all these Chiefs fans, which, by the way, no one's going to talk about that. They still use Native American attire and do this and that.
Oh, yeah, dude. They had to change, like, Guardians now, not the Indians.
Yeah. So, like, they're okay because Taylor Swift is behind them.
Oh, yeah.
But if Taylor Swift came out and said, I don't like this name,
Taylor
I wonder
Swift.
If they would change it.
Taylor Swift is all that is good in the world. Like,
she has so much influence.
Every positive characteristic is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I don't know, so I can't, like, talk too much trash, but it's just, like, when you get someone that's talked about so much, I'm so sick of hearing about it, especially when they have nothing to do with what's happening on the field. Like, I don't know. I'd feel that way if there was, like, a women's sport and all they talked about was the husband. I'd be like, why are we talking about this guy? at all. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's just because she's a woman. I could care less. If, like, there was a man in a women's league and they just kept talking about the man, I'd be like, can we shut the fuck up about the man? Like, we're trying to hear about the team.
Yeah.
Like, it just, I just feel like that's all that was talked about. I mean, the hell of a thing, though, 2-0, though.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, and the only time they haven't won with Mahomes is when Tom Brady's played him in the playoffs.
Dude,
he's 2-0 against them, and he's undefeated against everybody else.
Dude, no one talks about how, like, Mahomes is, like, super young. He's got, like, so many championships already. They would just, I feel like that's not talked about at all.
And I mean,
the Chiefs, it's just Taylor Swift the Travis Kelce. And the Mahomes is like, I've won, like, 4 Super Bowls teamed up.
Because I've been the MVP of, like, every single one.
So he's like, I'm, like, 25, and I've won, like, 10 Super Bowls.
It's like, I'm setting records out here, man. But then again, if Kelce's not there, he's going to have a challenge of winning. But they won in overtime.
Yeah.
They beat the Niners, who've been there, who they also beat, I think, 4 years ago.
It's rough done.
So,
who was the Niners quarterback?
It was the guy who was Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy.
Oh, Mr. Irrelevant, that's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what's happening in sports. Right now we have MLB going on and the WNBA. You want to tell us your insights on that? Because I know you've been watching the WNBA.
Don't put me up like that. You know I haven't watched a single game. And like, and that's okay, because I don't like it. If just because you like don't like something doesn't mean there's hate in there. It's just not my cup of tea. I don't really like the NBA that much. Like, I just, it's, and now it's becoming like the, everyone's like, oh, you gotta watch it. I'm like, why? Because Caitlin Clark? Like, I don't know. Good for them, but like, it's just not my cup of tea. And good for them, though, that they're having more people watching now. If they are, though. I don't even know. If
they are, but not every game.
That's what I'm saying. I think specifically,
it's way up with her, and then it's up for a few other teams.
I think it's her and, I think Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. I think it's like really highlighted with those two, but mostly Caitlin Clark. So it's really only one WNBA team that's getting a lot of love now. And I think it's, I forget what team, I think it's a Fever she plays for, I think. But, like, I just, like I said, it's just not my cup of tea. I don't even, I like college basketball. I really don't like professional basketball. So I'm way more of a college basketball. And
yeah,
I just,
same.
And I just, I don't know, I like the men's version. I like the dunking more, a little more high-flying. And that's okay. It's just preference. But, I mean, good for them now that, but it still doesn't make it, like, a popular league. Like, I think it's more, like you said, it's more like one team and one player and, like, a couple news outlets that are getting more coverage on. And, like, that's good. Good for them. They should have more coverage. But you need to sell more tickets, though, in general. And one person isn't only going to do that for so long.
Yeah. And they have some really, like, and the female stat-wise, like, they have some really good ones, like, the team in Vegas has won 2 back-to-back.
Yeah.
But you don't hear about them.
No one's, I didn't even hear that.
And they have, Wilson, who's freaking amazing out there. She's like putting like triple doubles.
That's crazy.
But you hear like Caitlin Clark did this, Angel Reese, like
Caitlin Clark did hit 2 threes in a game. Thank God.
Yeah, and it's, you know, this is because they came out before NIL, so like their name wasn't up there. But also the way they were playing is like the reason why people like Caitlin Clark. It's not, I don't think it's because she's white. I think it's because she shoots
Curry.
Like 40 feet, like, you know,
she's literally Steph Curry.
Yeah. And you don't see that. No one else in the women's game does that.
Mm-mm.
So it's completely different. Like, and when people started dunking in the NBA, people started watching those people because no one else did it.
Yeah.
It changed the way the game is. People like Shohei Ohtani because he can pitch and throw. Right? So people talk about him all the time.
That man's contract is nuts.
Yeah. So it's like when these people come in that do something others don't. Mike Tyson. They didn't have someone that could knock somebody out 10 seconds into a boxing match.
A lightning bolt is what I call it. Like a lightning bolt. You find a lightning bolt for like everything. Like LeBron was a lightning bolt, I think, in the NBA. Like you said, Shohei Ohtani is a lightning bolt for baseball.
And they come like every, like there's one like every generation.
Yeah, and Caitlin Clark, Steph, women. And I think it's cool. I think it's good that the women's basketball is getting, she's averaging 16-2 for a season. That's pretty goddamn good, actually.
That's not bad for a rookie.
5.5 rebounds and 6.6 on assists. That's very good.
And you also got to look like you're also on the worst team, which means you're going to be double-teamed and you're going to have everyone focus their attention on you.
35% on 3 points. That's not amazing, but that's still good.
Yeah. I mean, a year when you can. You got to. You don't want to compare it to the men's.
Yeah.
You know, because 35 would be bad in the men's.
Yeah.
But you don't want to compare men's to women's. Just keep God it forbid, kind of, yeah. kind of keep it just like what? How should you compare against the other women? You know.
Yeah.
What I mean?
I've never been to a WNBA game. I probably never will. It's just not my cup of tea. But like, I would love to see the breakdown of who was going before, like the age, not the age, the gender of who's going before. Because I think it's mostly men watching sports. I'd hate to say it, but I know it's a generalization.
It's men, I think they're bringing their daughters.
Yeah, I think it's mostly men. I think men are more driven to watch sports. I don't think that's a crazy assumption to make that it's more men in watching live sports. And I just want to see if, like, the uptick in females has gone up. Like, are women going and watching sports? Like, you know what I mean? Are they going to watch Caitlin Clark now? Or is it more men?
Yeah, and I don't really hear many women going to sporting events without a guy.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, I'm taking me and my girls, we're going to watch, you know, the Phillies game. Like, I don't hear that.
Yeah,
I'm sure it happens, but it's not going to be as many times as I want to hear guys going with their friends.
Yeah, me and Shelby go and watch the Iron Boats a lot, and like I said, it's mostly men there bringing people, and it's not like I'm bringing her, like, we both, like, we want to go
see. But
you
don't see a group of women there.
Yeah. Not usually, no. I think it's definitely more of a sporting event, it's more of a man's thing. So I'd love to see if there's an uptick in females now, because it's always the thing about WNBA, they complain is that men aren't watching. It's like, well, it's not my job to watch it. You know, if you, like, why are you complaining to me? There's more women in the world than men. Like, more women should be watching. So I'd like to see if there's an uptick in females going to the games now that there's a really exciting female player in WWE. I wonder if that's like, or if it's just more men. If it's more men, that's hysterical then.
Now, if we had the same thing, if they want men to watch this, and then all of a sudden they have, like, you know, like a volleyball league pop up, and this is nothing but men. They'd be like, guys, you're creepy. Why are you watching us play volleyball and this and that? So, like, it's a weird thing when they just want men and they want men to support them. Because if men supported the volleyball, they'd be like, you're only supporting us
because of our asses.
Yeah. For, you know,
I could see that
purposes.
Because I do love volleyball. I play and I love volleyball.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
So I was like, it'd be hard for me to be like, you just watch for the ass. Like, well, that's part of it, probably, to be honest, if I'm being honest. But I do watch it for the sport because I watch the men's volleyball. But, like, but that's another good point. I do not watch men's volleyball because all it is them jumping up and slamming. They're literally jumping, like, 4 feet above the net and just slamming the ball down. Like, women's volleyball, it's a there's, like, a lot of rallies and stuff. So it's, like, you get a couple different back and forth. Like, it's very good. It's a better sport. Like, women's volleyball, I think, is a way better sport.
Okay.
Like, it's way better to watch. It's more fun for me, personally. I don't know if you could equate it to, like, tennis. Like, I think, like, the women have better back and forth than men. Because men are hitting it hard. And men are hitting it harder. But that's what I think. I think it's a way better sport. So, like, I think if there's a good product, it'll sell. But I just don't know how you get people there. Like I said, because there's no one there before. And it's a male-subsidized league, too. Like, it's a league of the NBA. Like, they're paying. Like, you saw, like, I don't know if you ever seen the video of Draymond Green getting, like, a little pissed off. He's like, we subsidize this league. He's like, I hate when people say, like, we don't support them. Like, we're the biggest supporters. Like, we support the league. So that's what I think is important. But I don't know. I don't. Like I said, I haven't seen the WNBA game, and I probably won't. It's just not my cup of tea. But I like I said, I'm super anxious to see, like, what the breakdown gender-wise is, if there's an uptick, if it's just men. Because, like, I don't know one woman that could. I will literally ask every woman in my phone to tell me a WNBA team around here, and I guarantee you, without looking them up, none of them would know.
And that fall, but, like, you know, they would expect you to know it.
Yeah, and I'm like, why would I know? Yeah, it's like. It's just like I said, if people want to break things down by gender so much, then why is it my job to know the WNBA teams? Like I said, it's just not my cup of tea. I love women's volleyball. I love it. I literally have ESPN Plus as one of my main reasons to watch the college women's volleyball because it's so good.
We need to get into the last and final topic, which hopefully doesn't take too long. We're at 40-minute mark already, man.
Dude, we're back at
crushing it.
I'm so glad to be back. I'm going to try to come every 3 months. I want to be the highest guest on you. I want to be the guest of the year every year just by pure numbers and statistics.
That'd be cool. Maybe have you just host one
Dude, you don't want that. No, you have to lead this discussion because I have a speech impediment. And you won't understand a word I say.
All right, so last thing. Here's the conspiracy going around the world. I learned this so in the beginning. It's been going on for years in France. We're circling back to France. And Candace Owens put her whole reputation on the line. Don't know if she still believes that. Wild. Don't know what a follow-up is to that. But France has been going about this for years. And that is that the French president's wife is actually, or was, a man and had a sex change at some point in their life.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if it's like started out as a man. I don't know what it is. It's not a good look for the French people. But it's, well, there's a huge age gap too, I think.
Yeah, and I was going to get into that.
That's a huge thing too. Like, but yeah, we'll just focus on the man, like, for a minute.
Yeah, so like the conspiracy, the French newspapers have talked about it and this and that. Which we had this with Michelle Obama, and it lasted a little bit, and then kind of went away. Mike. Yeah, but like, yeah, they've had theirs for I couldn't tell you how long, and fucking, yeah, it's been going on for years. I think she's come out denying it, but they're like, show us photos of when you were a kid.
Once it's
and
out.
Then they do, and they're like, you're the boy in the photo. You're not the other one. You know, and it's got so bad that, you know, Candace Owens and big name people here are talking about it.
It's just, it's so, you,
and we have nothing to do with France.
Yeah, and the problem is you'll never know too. Like, you'll never be able to find out. But it's just such a funny one. Because, but like, also, it's twofold funny because, number one, who gives a shit? Like, if they're a man or they're a woman now, if both of them are consenting, who gives a shit? Let them do what they want. And then on the other hand, it's like, that's wild.
Like, imagine being at that high of a level.
Also, you're
in a country and, like, no one had any idea.
Yeah.
Like, how many other secrets could that president be hiding?
Also, there's also the point of, if he doesn't know, like, it's, like, true. And he's just, like, he just finds out one day, he's like looking at the paper, he's like, my wife's a man? He's like, what? What?
When did this happen?
Like, you imagine waking up and the president, you just look at it and says, president's wife, actually a man. And you're like, oh my God.
There was a movie I had to think about something like that.
I had a suspicion. Now it's real.
There was a movie. I'm looking this up. I think it was called The Crying Game.
That sounds familiar.
It was like a book or a film.
It's a funny conspiracy. Like every other conspiracy, the fun in it is that you don't know. And you'll never know. Like the JFK stuff, all that. Like, everything is, you'll just never know. So that's why it's fun. But the age difference is pretty funny, too. I think there's a huge age difference.
I mean, I'm trying to look up the, but it's just too many words. So we're just going to assume it's maybe The Crying Game.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, too, like, the age difference. Like, nobody cares about that. Which, like, I guess, like, to each his own. I think once you get above 21 and both people above 21, I think it's fine. Like, honestly.
Yeah, but now, speaking of age, I think the bigger thing than the conspiracy of when they had the sex change, if that happened, is why is the age gap so big? And have you heard of their origin story?
Was it like a school teacher or something? I forget.
Yeah, I think she was an art teacher. But yeah, she was a teacher of him. Do you know the ages?
Take a shot at which one,
age was which one? And you can do the math. So they're 25 years apart for everyone.
Okay, the 25 years
24, 25-ish.
I would say she was probably like 28, 29, and he was like 8 or 10, or whatever that adds up to be.
No.
It's going to be so much worse. I can see by the smile on your face, it's going to be so much worse. What is it?
So, he was 15 and she was 40.
Lucky man.
What a guy. Like, that's, they have kids.
Wild.
They have kids now.
Yeah.
And I don't know much about, like,
how
did she father
kids?
The kids? Because, like, at that point, let's say they start dating after school and they start having kids immediately.
What's the
then just happening, like,
there, yeah.
Like, she's having kids at, like, age 43, which is still, like, past that,
that's
that
almost
point.
Probably 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, but then he's, like, 18, 19 at that point, which is probably not happening.
Yeah.
And we're doing zero research to care about any of
We care less.
to care when they had their kids and how old. But yeah, the way the media portrayed this is why I like this conspiracy, is that it's completely okay for her to, like, fall in love and meet him as he is 15 and she is 40 years old. Like, they now made it seem like, oh, it's a love story found in, but if we reverse these roles,
I guarantee
if we put Trump as the 40-year-old and put Melania problems. Trump as the 15-year-old, people are going to be like, this is weird, because, you know.
Well, have you ever seen the Joe Rogan bit? I think it was on Twigger. It might have been this Louisa when he's talking about the teacher that seduced a young high school kid. It was like a female officer went to school and seduced this kid that this guy thought he was dating her, but was actually a cop, and had had the guy buy weed for her, and he's like, I wasn't too angry about that. He said, but now, if I find out my 15-year-old daughter's getting thrown dick by some 25-year-old officer, he said, we're burning that motherfucker alive. I was like, yeah, that's kind of a big difference. So, but like, why is it a difference? Like, right, I don't think there's any difference there at all, personally, if there's two people, like, it's wrong. I think it's a little weird either way, before they get to 21. Like I said, because if you, like, say, like, me and Jeremy had a 5-year gap, like, I'm 21 and she's 16, I'm like, that's a little, but, like, then you get to, like, 21 and 26, it's like, why is it a big deal then? Like, I think as soon as you get above 18, I think it's when you're below 18 is when it's a weird,
yes.
That's just my opinion, obviously, so when he's, like, 21 and she's, like, whatever, it's, like, that's up to them. They're both consent. I think when he's 15 and she's 40, that's definitely a different issue.
They're like, literally either a way. Generation
yeah.
apart.
Yeah, I think whether he would be 15 or she would be 15, either one, but neither of them have those full facilities. I just told you 7 years ago, I think I was mentally challenged at 20 compared to what I am now. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and take 5 more years off of that.
Dude, yeah, I'm like, so... I don't think either way it's probably a great idea.
I think the bigger news shouldn't be whether they were possibly a man.
Yeah.
It should be, why is the age gap so... and why are we okay with this as the French?
Yeah.
To not, like, make this a bigger issue.
I think they're so enthralled.
It's gotta be French people, just weird.
I think France is having such a big problem with immigrants right now that they don't care what's happening at all.
I mean... Yeah, so let's see. And it does not look good for this French president.
this year. Poor guy, dude. He's just sitting there.
He could have married a man that's 25 dude. Years his elder. And they're going to try to make him swim in poop.
Dude, yeah, he's got... Also, but if she legitimately had kids, obviously she's a woman, though.
Yeah, but no one knows if...
That's
I mean, true. Are there any photos of her being pregnant?
It's so right? funny. They're like, does Michelle have any photos? And it's like, come on, man. It's just like... Like, once again, though, it's like, who cares? If everything's so progressive and inclusive, I guess that's a word for it, but progressive now, who gives a shit whether it's a man or a woman? It's just if both of them know. And if both of them want to keep it a secret, then whatever, let them keep it a secret. But the age gap, I think, definitely is a bigger problem, especially when they're younger. When they're older, I think, who cares? That's the two consenting adults.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're younger, then it's called grooming, right? That's the word they use for men doing it to women, so why not use it that way, too?
Yeah, and remember Anna Nicole Smith?
Dude, wow, bitch.
And like we all talked about like how she was a gold digger getting this older man. So, And that was a huge age gap.
Yeah.
So, I guess if you do have that consenting, you're like, is the rule you can't be rich loaded?
It's just there's so much hypocrisy in different aspects, and like I'm sure I'm hypocritical at some points too. So it's just like, I don't know. People just want to complain about one thing, and then when they do it, it's different. Like I said, there's so many different ones that it makes no sense.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure we covered everything in 2024 that is necessary.
So far, 7 months in, we have covered a lot. I'll be back here in October, and we'll cover some more. I'm sure horrible things will happen by then.
Yeah, but well, the MLB playoffs will be starting.
That is true.
And WNBA will be done, so we can recap. That maybe Caitlin Clark wins, and she's like,
yeah, dude,
and now everyone's just like, oh my god.
Tour. Yeah. There's gotta be some terrible.
The Olympics will be over.
Olympics. There's gotta be some terrible political things that are gonna happen between now.
That'll be right before the election.
Just horrible.
You
things.
Do realize that it'll be right. So
should we do after? Should we do the month after? Do November? Who wins?
We could do.
Or just like a recap before.
We should. It would be really cool to watch it live.
Do the
and
live
do a podcast of us watching like whatever.
Whatever happens.
Yeah, whatever is on
next,
the screen.
If they do a next debate, we should.
We're even doing it at a bar.
Dude.
And just seeing just the reaction of people saying state by state go to whoever.
Dude.
People flipping their shit.
The problem is you'd have to get out from
see,
here.
And the thing is, I want to go to the place of whatever loser is. I don't want to be at the winner's place.
Let's go to Delaware and see how everyone's feeling.
Like,
Biden loses.
Like, my opinion, I think Biden's going to lose. So, like, I'd like to go to one there. And just, I like to see the reaction of people that can't handle it.
His constituents.
Because one of them's not going to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
Dude. I think one's going to not be able to handle it more than the other side.
That's how it is every year, or every 4 years. It's like, if the other person doesn't win, democracy is just done. And then, like, 4 years roll by, and like, well, I guess it worked, actually.
Yeah, you see that quote by Kamala?
No, which is that?
She's like, I know everyone says every 4 years, like this is the biggest election of all time. It's a threat.
The ballot, yeah,
and she's like,
yeah.
This time it really is.
So
I'm like, so the last time you said it was it? So you lied to me.
Did it?
And the time before that, did they lie to me? Like, come on.
It's like Al Gore saying the world at the end. Yeah, and like, well, if that's the point, I heard some people say, like, if that's the point that you say democracy on the ballot, you entrusted it to Joe Biden. Like, that's how much you care about democracy. You couldn't throw someone else, and that's how much you care. So I was like, come on, man.
What's the average age of people that live in America that are males?
Dude, probably old. I would assume it's pretty old.
Average age of...
I think we are in the older stages of this.
Let's say the mortality. Life expectancy for a U.S. male is 76. So they're
holy
both
shit,
past.
That's kinda young.
They're both past the expectancy.
I thought it was
the
way
UK
older than that.
Is 80.
Shit.
So yeah, well, this it doesn't say for males, but that is a question. If I switch genders when I'm 75 years old, do I gain years?
Yeah, women
expectancy?
Live longer than men. Yeah,
yeah.
That's crazy. 76.
It's going up. Like in the 1960s, it was in the 50s. Damn.
I think the 40s was mostly because of World War fucking II.
Japan. Guess what, Japan's. Life expectancy.
All they
is.
Eat is rice, dude. Yeah, it's probably 110.
84.
That's not as
I mean,
they
110. Yeah, I think average. So someone dies, like as a baby.
Yeah.
Someone's got to live 20 years to make it 110. Drew,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, dude. I guess.
You got to think about all the ones that are popping off before then.
Dude, funny thing about World War II, 3% of the world's population got killed. Nobody talks about that.
That's crazy. So 73 is the average age for men dying in the U.S., which means women are 79 to make it 76, right?
Holy
so 73. So they are both election cycle, maybe two election cycles past the life expectancy of a male. And we're saying that they have the faculties and be able to handle this. Better than any other adult male.
Hey, you got this, dog.
Any other adult male. Or female.
That
right?
It is so funny that this is what it's come to. Like, these two
right
options.
Now, this is getting... If we do this, yeah, it is. So, 79, so we say, like, one or two... That's getting an 86-year-old woman to be running for president right now.
Dude.
If we go the same past life expectancy. It's insane! Would an 86-year-old... Like, come on, man.
To
be 90 when... When it's over.
Nothing we can do. I want to keep paying taxes, getting almost nothing back for them, and just keep living, baby.
I do think someone that's going, both of them, for and now hitting, they're almost going to be hitting their 80s. They're going to be working harder their second time around,
yeah,
or less.
Or,
I'm going to see they're both taking a massive amount of vacations. You're in your 80s. Why are you stressing... The best time of your life should be right now.
I heard that both of them, if they get in there, they're not going to give a shit because they're not worried
they're
about the election.
Yeah.
You're not worried about the election, so you're not worried about pissing people off on the opposite side of your constituents. So you just do whatever you want, dude.
Yeah, they're going to be signing shit left and right. They're not going to... Because they're going to be like, I could be dead tomorrow. Who gives a... You know?
Dude, Trump is going to do some wild shit. Biden will do wild shit. Both of them, like, they're not politicians in general, just pieces of shit.
I feel like it's a lose-lose for
America. I think, for economy-wise, I think it'd be better if Trump's in. I think, I don't know. It's hard to say what's going to be better if Biden's in, because he looks so out of touch right now and out of power from other countries.
We all know, like, they don't. And we just go back to the election. So we all know, like, he's not running things. Like, they tell him when he's done talking, when he can answer questions, you know.
Dude, shame on them for
what's going to happen 4 years from now. But,
yeah, good times.
Yeah, so we'll see Jew again. This episode will be popping up.
Did you say Jew? Soon. Don't you just call me?
No.
Okay.
Jew. Oh, man. But thank you for listening to the podcast on everything. Again, you can check us out at thepodcastoneverything.com on every major podcasting app. Email the show info@thepodcastoneverything.com. Thank you again, Drew. This is another one that hits about an hour. We said 30 minutes. We doubled it.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been hard to get back to each other. We both got so much going on, but I'm glad we got it done. I'm going to try to start coming every 3 months. Just walking them out.
Yeah. Now, since we talked all this politics, I'm super excited for this election talk now.
We got it. So, yeah, dude.
Can't believe it's... Let's look at the time already.
Oh, dude, I gotta go home and sleep, bro.
I gotta go do stuff.
I gotta go back to bed, dude. You're a dad. I'm not a dad. I gotta...
All right. Thanks for listening. See you.